Hello again, everybody. Mitch Gray with a look at sports as we take you into Wednesday and in toward Thanksgiving. A lot of thanks being given by the West Georgia Wolf basketball team. Good win last night for Dave Moore and company over in Atlanta as the Wolves defeated Morehouse, a good Morehouse team, 75-73 last night. Wolves didn't have the high-scoring games they've had in some others, but they sure got some balance last night. Kobe Tate had 17. Arante Anderson, 16. Seth Brown Carter, 15. And Mike Zabatakis had 13 in the ballgame for the Wolves last night. Really good victory for West Georgia. They're back in action again next week as Coach Dave Moore and Coach Scott Groninger with the women are giving the team the Thanksgiving weekend off as far as competition is concerned. But they'll be back in action again starting with the women Monday night in the Coliseum, and West Georgia will be back with Columbus State on the road on Monday night. So home and away basketball coming up Monday at UWG. And D1 college basketball, Georgia closes out their visit to Maui this evening. They'll take on Chaminade, the host school. Yes, they are a Division II school. They'll play them tonight. And it's interesting how that championship tournament game is perfectly scheduled for ESPN, and then Georgia and Chaminade will be coming up after that. Strange how that works. Kansas and Dayton are playing in that championship game. Well, as far as football is concerned this weekend, Carrollton Trojans, Buford Wolves, Friday night, Grisham Stadium in the quarterfinal round of the Georgia High School Association Class 5A playoffs. Sean Calhoun told me yesterday he's really looking forward to a Trojan tradition tomorrow morning.
Well, I always tell everybody that Thanksgiving morning practice is probably the best practice of the year. There's something special about it. Our kids have done a heck of a job. This will be our fourth year in a row. It's great, and they've earned every second of it.
And the first time the Trojans have had that Thanksgiving morning practice, knowing they don't have to travel to play anybody, but they're getting ready for a mega opponent from the Buford Wolves.
I think right now, I don't know if I'll feel the same after the game, but on film, they're probably the best team that we've played so far. So we got to be able to play our best games.
And the Trojans have played some very good ones so far. Buford and Carrollton, you'll hear the game on our sister station, KISS 102.7. A handful of NFL games tomorrow, including Saints and Falcons at Mercedes-Benz tomorrow night. Also, the Cowboys and Lions have their traditional Thanksgiving Day games. Also, one SEC game. Always fun to watch Ole Miss and Mississippi State. They play tomorrow night in Stark, Vegas. And that's a look at sports for your day before Thanksgiving. And I'm Mitch Gray.